Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kimo Bryan, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about epistolize, unlocking creativity through epistolizing. It's a journey of artistic expression. And folks, it's not just about writing letters anymore. All right. Hey, thanks for coming on back after that intro. So what I've been doing this year here in 2023 is doing a thing called Kickstart Creativity. And it's started up by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. I do have the links to her website in the show notes. So definitely take a look at that for yourself. And why am I doing this? Well, my wife gave me this deck of cards. They're 50 cards and they're broken up into three kind of suits, I guess you would say. There's the intention, there's the action, and there's the perspective. And so far this year in 2023, I've been doing a card a week, and we've worked through the intention and perspective cards. Now we're working on the action cards. And what it is, it's just an idea, an artistic idea in each card. And it really takes you through that idea. And so what I do is I pick it up on Sunday and think about the card throughout the whole week and then come back to you with what I've found about the card and, you know, my thoughts on it. So this week is epistolize, and there's no pistols involved in this one. So I'm sorry if that disrupts you. Epistolize. I had to think about this one for a minute because I remember the epistles of Paul and different writers of the Bible. And I was thinking of something along those lines where we evangelize through letters. And it is kind of sort of like that, but not evangelizing necessarily for a religious end or for religious means. But it's really a thing where we are able to, you know, really unleash our imagination and to, you know, really lock things down. So, with these cards, they have a front and a back, and on the front side is a nice little, you know, 70s retro design. And it has usually one sentence on there. And for, I usually call it the kernel of knowledge. So, the kernel of knowledge for epistolize is write a letter and plainly state your thoughts and ideas to a real reader. Now, you know, some of you may go, how do I even address a letter? You know, where do I find an envelope and stamps? And how do we do this? And it may have been a while since you've done that, but I'd say go ahead and do that. That's a nice challenge to yourself, is to a real reader, to somebody that you know consumes your work. And, you know, just tell them what your thoughts are. It's a great way to really reach out to your listener, your audience member, your viewer, whatever it is. But, you know, just state, you know, you don't have to add any airs to it or anything like that. Just write a letter out to the person. And if you don't know who that person is, then that's a different problem that you have. But I know for me, I have a kind of a, how do I call it? Avatar. And I'm not talking about the 2000 movie with big blue people, but the avatar I have, I keep a picture of him right off the camera there. Yeah, you don't need to see it. But, you know, when we focus in on who our intended audience is, and if we go, well, it's for everybody. No, it's not for everybody. If we focus in on who that intended audience is, and Gray Kutz talked about that kind of when he was doing the when he was talking to us about the energy paintings a few weeks back. we're really focusing on that individual. And that is a way for us to kind of break through and reach out to our audience. So, give it a shot for yourself. Write a letter to somebody that is in your audience. Okay. So I'm a big one on definitions. So we'll talk about the epistolized definition here. Just a minute. And that's a pretty simple definition. Epistolized, according to dictionary.com, our friends over at dictionary.com. If you need a dictionary word, go to dictionary.com. But their definition is to write a letter. Kind of plain. But okay, to write a letter, but it's maybe writing a letter to your audience, somebody that's important to you, somebody that inspires you. But actually writing a letter and, telling what you really feel, what you really think. So with these cards, they come up with challenges each and every time. And this one is conjure up. The first challenge is conjure up an imagined correspondence between two people. Now, I do this a lot in my poetry. I'll think about a conversation that somebody might have. For the longest time, I was infatuated with a dark-haired barista, some, figment of my imagination. And, I would conjure up the conversations that we would have. And something that really helped me in my writing is that I was doing a thing with a group called Vet Art Project, and they were there to help vets process their trauma and whatnot, their issues that they had through art and through writing and painting and all that jazz. And I was writing a play, and just a little one act thing, and I was talking with one of the playwrights there, and I was like, I'm having trouble with dialogue. And he said, just sit down and write like people talk. He's like, record a conversation that you hear, and then notice how the people are talking, and then write that out. And that was really sage advice, because what I had done is, it was a mostly true play, mostly true memoir, not 100% true, because, things get cloudy. And two of the people that were that I was portraying in the play, I just sat down and recorded a conversation that they were having, and then just used not the conversation that they had that I recorded, but just use their mannerisms in speaking. And, I was very happy with the results of that. So, that could be something that you want to do. I know, in November is National Novel Writing Month, and, I'll sit and listen to people talk all the time. Like if I'm at a coffee shop or if I'm at a restaurant, I'll listen to the way people talk to each other. And I'll really listen to the way people, when they're addressing me, especially if I'm going to be in the book at some point as a character or as a narrator or, omnipresent force in that book. I'll listen specifically to how people are talking and the words that they're using. Maybe not necessarily the content, but everything that dresses up the content. Give that a shot for yourself. Challenge number two is to compose a letter to somebody you love, one of your collaborators, or somebody you see each and every day, and send it or don't. And I used to be a huge letter writer. I wrote letters to everybody that I knew all across the country all the time. I'd be sending out letters. And then I stopped doing that. I started sending emails to people, and then I stopped doing that. And, people that I reliably email to, has been reduced down to like maybe one person, and I'm not even reliable on that. So, this is a challenge to me. This is a challenge to you. Write a letter, and you don't have to send it, but wouldn't it be cool if you did? And it could be somebody that's in your house. So, you know, in your dwelling. So I live with a bunch of people here. So I could write a letter and yeah, I could, you know, just drop it, you know, underneath their door, or I could mail it to them, because when we get mail, it's kind of special. It's, you know, I mean, back in the day when I was in the Air Force, when I was in the Air Force, it was, you know, it was a great day when you got a letter. And, you know, you set aside time to read that letter. And then, you know, you'd reread it, you know, later on. So maybe that's something that you could do. And if you want my mailing address, you'll have to email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com, and I'll give you my mailing address. Oh, I better be careful with that. Maybe I'll give you a P.O. box. the third challenge is express your secrets, longing, grief, or disgust in a letter you have with no intention of sending. Unburden yourself by writing to someone. By writing at someone, not to someone. And I do that a lot with my poetry, especially when I'm dealing with the parents and whatnot. You know, my mom's dead and sperm donor is no longer in my life. But I've written a lot of letters to them, unburdening myself at them. And I've written a lot of good stuff to my wife, so it can work both ways for you. And I really encourage you to give that a try for yourself. If you're looking for something to do, write a letter. You know, it's easy, it's cheap. You know, a stamp is like still less than 50 cents. So, and you can send it anywhere in the country, and they'll get there in a couple of days. Not bad. So consider that for yourself, especially if you're stuck. Just write a letter to somebody and just let them know that you're stuck. And I challenge you to send it out to them and let them know, hey, I'm stuck. Can you help me? And can you, you know, maybe draw a little picture and send it in the mail? Why not? That would be a great thing. Or you know that somebody's having a hard time. Mail them a letter. Grab their address and mail them a letter. It will do wonders for them. Just like anytime I get an email from people, I'm just like, wow, hey, this is great. A physical letter. I actually had Ashton she was on our show here a couple of weeks ago, and she mailed me, you know, just a little postcard. And, you know, gave me a gold star. So thank you so much for that, Ashton. That is awesome. And I have it sitting right here on my desk. So anytime I get a little bit, you know, down to myself, I just look at that and go, hey, I got a gold star from Ashton, and she's pretty spectacular. In the post, I got Peter Daisley's latest book, Monochrome. I need to get through that. But yeah, I got that in the mail, and I was like, woo, yes. It feels great when you get stuff in the mail. Even email feels, you know, kind of cool. But when you get stuff in the mail, it's amazing. And I know we're in the text messaging and DM world now, and that's kind of passé. But, you know, at one time, letter writing was kind of considered passé. So give it a shot. Give it a shot. It'll really lighten somebody's day. And lighten and brighten somebody's day. And it is an art form. So give it a shot for yourself. If you're stuck with something, there you go. Now, when you're writing these letters, I want to give you some points to consider. But before I do that, you know what? I'm a little bit out of order here. I apologize. A little bit out of order. So on these cards, I gave you the challenges, but there's like a little paragraph that comes with these cards that goes into the idea a little bit deeper. And letters reveal the contents of everyday life, communicate intimacies and longings, and preserve ideas that are born and exchanged. Because they require authentic, not imaginary audience, letters compel us to state our ideas clearly. So when we're doing that, you're doing it with intention. You know, I know, like I said, when I was in the Air Force and I got a letter, I would set aside time just to read the letter. And then when I was writing a letter, I would set aside time to write the letter. I'd have music going on in my Walkman at the time. Oh, my God, I am so aging myself. But yeah, I would have music going on in the background and really focus on what I was writing. And a lot of times I would write stuff while I was doing laundry because nobody was going to bug me when I'm doing laundry. So that's how I used to write letters all the time. So to those of you that ever got a letter from me, that's where I was at. You know, I was in the laundry, folding clothes, throwing stuff in the dryer. But it really caused me to go ahead and think about, you know, what I was doing. And, because when you're writing a letter, sometimes people can sense the sarcasm, especially if they, you know your voice and know how you present yourself. But if it's somebody that doesn't know you that well, they're not going to get the sarcasm in it. So you have to really be careful with it. And even with people that do know you, you want to be really careful with the sarcasm or the extra stuff that we put in the letter. You just want to be really clear and lay it out. And it's a good exercise in learning how to do that. So now we'll go to my points to consider, with today's topic on, epistolizing. First point is self-discovery. When you take that time to be with yourself, to craft this letter and to really think about what you're putting into it and think about the limitations of the letter. They can't see you while you're writing it. They don't know what's happening to you as you're writing the letter. Because sometimes when we write a letter, we write about things that happened maybe a week ago, maybe yesterday. We're not going through it at the moment. We've had some time to reflect on whatever thing happened that we're telling somebody or whatever feeling happened and we're telling somebody about it. So it allows you to really get into that self-discovery. Next point to consider is inspiration. You know, when you do this, I hear so many people say, oh, I'm waiting to be inspired. I just don't have inspiration. Well, write a letter to somebody and get inspired. If your life is truly boring, this will point it out to you, because if you can't even write an interesting letter, if you can't make your life interesting in a letter, then you need to make some serious life changes. But it's a good way to really dig into yourself, because I believe that inspiration, and I used to be, it's a little fairy that when I get drunk, it pop out and give me an idea. That idea is already inside you. So just let it out. And, you know, drinking may loosen the lips a little bit. It also sinks ships. So remember that. Loose lips sink ships. But give that a shot for yourself. You know, just write a letter. If you need somebody to write a letter to, write a letter to me. Okay. Emotional catharsis. When we deal with whatever the issue is, the emotional issue is, then, it's done. It's out there. And, especially if we're sharing it with a good close friend and they'll keep that and they'll honor that. Then we know that it's not going to, get out to everybody and their brother, but it'll be held by that person and in strictest confidence. And, that can be exactly what you need to break through whatever block you're going through. Okay. It gets it. You deal with the issue and you're done with it. And then you can move on to the next thing. It also, epistolizing, helps you with problem solving. When you get it on a piece of paper, for me, when I get something on a piece of paper and I can name it, I can go, oh, okay, that's what the issue is. You know, if it's floating around in my head, it's going to go in a thousand different directions. But if I put it on a piece of paper, it's right there in front of me. I did the, I did a thing with Yogi Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N, on, meditation and mindfulness a couple of weeks ago. And he actually had us journal things out, and I'm responsible for those things. You know, I'm changing my life a little bit at a time. I'm not trying to do everything all at once, just add a little bit here, add a little bit there. And it's solving some of the problems that I have in my life. So this can help you. If you can put it on a piece of paper, then you can begin tackling the problem, or you can rank the problem. You know, maybe you want to tackle the small things first. Maybe you want to tackle the big things first. But if you don't know what you're going to tackle, if you don't have that written out, you're not going to know. And then consistency, you know, make this part of your routine, you know, writing these things out, or, you know, whatever art form you're into. I'm a writer, and I'm serious about that title. So make it part of your routine, and then that way you can kind of help, again, if you're dealing with an issue, you can rank, you know, you can help you rank how you're going to tackle that issue. But making that part of your practice, you're always going to have somebody to write a letter to. I mean, how many people do you know? You know more people than you think you know. And, you know, write them a letter, and just, you can send it or you don't have to. Doesn't matter. But just the act of writing that and getting that out of you builds up on all these other points to consider. So give that a shot for yourself. Okay, so it's come to that point in the show here where I get ready to release you to the rest of your day. So that way you can write me a letter. Well, what's a good way to do that? You can shoot me an email, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I definitely want to hear about your journey and what you're working on. And again, if you need somebody to write a letter to, go ahead and write a letter to me. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Trust me, I've seen enough weird things in this world. You're not going to freak me out that much. Maybe a little bit, but not that much. But definitely, yeah, feel free to email me. I'd love to hear what's going on in your journey. And I'd also like to, you know, know if you want to like to be on the show. And that's how I improve the show, is through the outreach that you do to me to let me know, you know, what's going to make this a podcast that is worth your time to listen to and to hand out to other people. Definitely, if you would like to, you know, share it with a friend, whatever podcast app you're using is going to have a share function on it. Feel free to go ahead and do that. Or if you're listening to it on the website, createartpodcast.com, you can share it that way through your website. If you're on YouTube, there's a share button right there on YouTube. So definitely go ahead and do that. You know, maybe share it with your artistic friend, that because you think you're not artistic. I know that you are. I know that you're artistic. But share it with a friend. That could be your love letter to your friend. Why not? And if you're like, well, you know, Tim, this is not a 5-star podcast. Well, then by all means, let me know in your mind what would make it a 5-star podcast. Is it too long? Is it too short? Is it not the topics that you're interested in? Is there a topic that I haven't covered that you would like me to cover? Or, hey, Tim, I want to hear more interviews. Okay, cool. Why not you? Let's interview you. Or, hey, Tim, you're out there in Fredericksburg. What's going on in the art scene there? I can definitely do that. As a matter of fact, I have a interview coming up real soon here with a good friend of mine who is a local artist here. So more than happy to, you know, to make this show even better. But I do need you to reach out and let me know what's going to make it better in your eyes, because I want to do that for you. And I don't even know necessarily who you are, but I want to do it for you. So definitely reach out to the podcast and do that. And speaking about reaching out and you know, sharing podcasts, I do run another podcast. It's called Find a Podcast About. And that's where I'm helping folks like you outsmart the algorithm and find their next binge-worthy podcast. You can find that podcast at findapodcastabout.xyz. If you're watching it on the YouTube, you're seeing that either above me or below me. So you can get it that way for yourself. Again, it's in the show notes as well. So have that for yourself right there. And pass that one around. I'm really proud of that one because sometimes I even have the opportunity to bring on the podcasters so that we can talk about their story. But I'll listen to podcasts that I really enjoy, and then I'll share them with you and give you bits and pieces of the podcast, you know, little audio clips from it. So that way you can listen to it and go, Tim, I don't think that's for me. Or, hey, you know what? That sounds fantastic. So definitely check that out for yourself. I also do a monthly newsletter. It's called the Create Art Podcast Newsletter. I know. Catchy title, isn't it? Kind of goes with the theme of this podcast. And in that one, I give you ideas for projects that you can do for the month. And again, I just send it out once a month. You can find it at Timothy Brien, and Brian is spelled B-R-I-E-N, .substack.com. And it'll go right into your email once a month. And that's my love letter to you. So I give you some ideas for some projects you can do for podcasts and things that I'm doing throughout the month. And speaking about throughout the month, November, I'm recording this in October of 2023, but in November of 2023, I'm doing the National Novel Writing Month, which is a 50,000 word novel in 30 days. So I will still be doing weekly shows. Probably not going to do the video aspect of the show with YouTube. I'm probably going to shut that down for the month of November. But I will be reporting in on the podcast, on the audio podcast. So that way you can know what's going on, where I'm at with it. I'll read some excerpts from it. But this is this novel is one that I'm really looking at turning into a book. And I think it's going to be something special. So we'll get to work on that in November, throughout the whole month of November. But I'll be checking back in with you every week. So you're not rid of me yet. And plus, we still have more cards to go through. So we will continue the cards through the new year and 2024 until we've exhausted all 50 cards. And then we'll start off 2024 with something new. So I can't wait for you to be there for that. All right. Well, it is time for me to help you get on with your day. I know I'm going to get on with mine. So first and foremost, I want to thank you for watching on YouTube, listening in on your podcast app of choice. And definitely want to thank you for doing that. I really value your time, and I hope you got something out of this. So let's go out there. Let's tame that inner critic. Let's create more than we consume. Let's go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time. Have a great day.